Robin Harris, Rodney Dangerfield, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy,
Kevin Hart.
I leg out.
Trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. I'm bored. Say I can't believe it made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Study D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, folks cool. We just being nuts, no fuss. See, we back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd. But listen to the show, you are still on top. Let me count a long way. Well, kind of soda, let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 94. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, though, my peoples? And it feels great to be living in the world today, even though I'm still broke and jobless. Please, someone help me out with a gig, please.
Help us. Help me, too, man. Shit, I need help, too. We in the same boat.
All right. Unfortunately, we are Alex-less this week. So I brought on two special guests, mainly because of our first topic. I know that we're going to have a lot of opinions about that. But first, let me introduce Philosophy.
How's it going, everybody? What's cracking? Oh, for all those wondering where the DCUO show is, we will be back next week. We had a crazy hurricane I'm sure everybody knows about, so kind of put us in a little bit of a flux, but we will be back. So stay tuned for that.
You were in that too?
Yes.
Did you use Tricky as a float device?
No, I couldn't find him. I was looking for his ass everywhere.
And also with us...
Yo, baby, you have your asshole like my Batman in an overcoat?
Yes.
Well, what? That was just unfortunate.
What?
RC Stash.
Well, that hasn't happened to me, but... Okay.
I forgot to mute my phone. I am so sorry.
I don't really care. I think we're all just kind of shocked that I bet you like your text message or something.
I guess that's question of the week.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
But, I was in the storm too, so that shit sucked. I had my power out for a whole 8 days. Didn't find Tricky though.
All right. Sorry. All right. I've got a kid. That was just unfortunate.
Yes.
Why is that on your phone?
It's my Facebook notification.
What? That's even crazier, too.
Social networking, people.
I'm assuming it doesn't play often.
Not at all.
I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg is really proud of that one. He's like, damn, thank God I made Facebook so people can hear that shit. Now I just know that whenever you tell me you're at work, I am going to send you a Facebook message.
All right. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. I have level 22, total trophies of 4262, and a plat count still of 30. Donnie, what about you, buddy?
I am the exact same thing as last week. Level 22, 4076. I don't know why I got stuck at 54 trophies. I know why I got stuck because I can't read whole numbers.
All right, Phil. Phil, what about you, buddy?
That's an amazing question. I'm actually looking right now because I have no grand fucking idea.
How about you look on the agenda that it's written on there for you?
I didn't even know that we had one.
Well, that's all on Donnie right now.
I don't know you guys' emails. Here it is. It's in Skype now. There you go.
Okay. My trophy count, as I knew, because I definitely knew this, I am 627. Level 10. No plats, because I'm a fucking loser.
And you still don't have that DCUO plat?
Oh, hell no. I'm not getting that shit.
You should just do it just because of the show.
No, not at all.
Okay,
I've played more DCUO. They should just give me that shit as long as I've been playing. Okay, I put in 2 years.
I agree with you, but just answer this question. Now, I know you got to play with multiple people in order to get that plat. When you change up the players, does that erase your original record and all that stuff?
No, not at all. You're just creating a new character. It has no effect on any other characters you create or anything like that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And Don, so you technically you don't have to play with anybody to get the platinum, but if you're playing an MMO, you're going to be playing with other people.
Dude, you ain't got to explain nothing to me with that DCUO online stuff.
Okay. Moving on.
And Stash, what about you? What's your level like, buddy?
I am level 7 still with 366 trophies.
64.
No, I got 66.
Oh, well, you see? Fucked up.
I'm not the only one who know how to read numbers.
No, he probably just updated because I put it in there earlier.
I just updated my shit. Level 7, 366.
All right, let's move into...
Because I just got 2 resistance trophies.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, let's move into what we're playing. Donnie, I'm going to assume because you don't have any new trophies, your PS3 is still not working.
Even though I can't earn trophies with the Saints Row Full Package Edition, I just ain't got around to those missions. And that's all I've been playing is Saints Row the 3rd. Cause
that is a fucking great game.
It is. It is. And I'm so glad I was able to get it. And like I said, I'm only able to play downloadable games right now, and that's the only one worth playing right now. Until next week.
Don't even start. Don't even fucking get me started. Let's finish what we're playing, because I'm about to get really mad.
All right, Phil, I'll go to you. Don't get mad. Just tell us what you've been playing.
All righty. Well, Assassin's Creed 3, which is a very good game. Not going to say it's amazing, because there are a few flaws. And I don't know. They just focus a little bit more on story, I guess, a bit more this time around. At least in my opinion.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, like that's a good. Bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying it's a little more story than I was expecting, and a little less assassinating than I expected. But I'm also playing Liberations, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, which is actually completely different than Assassin's Creed 3, because it's almost like a Metal Gear-ish type of game, because it has a lot of guises and it's a lot more sneaking.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that.
But can I cut you off right there and talk about that? Because we talked about that last week. But what can you really expect from a female assassin? Because you already know females could get in certain places that males can't just because they're the opposite sex.
Okay.
That's something you should expect.
Whoa, that was really sexist there, Donnie.
But also, Donnie, you have to understand, we're not talking like Assassin's Creed 2012. We're talking Assassin's Creed 1776. Women couldn't get into places that men could get into.
Plus,
that's how it is in that era.
She's also an African-American, and I think also, what does she mix? African-American, what else?
She's African-American and white Frenchman. Yes. Her father was French and her mother was a slave.
Yes, so being that she has black skin tone, yeah, probably a lot harder being an African-American female.
Well, actually, for her, it wasn't that bad because technically in the game, she's a debutante, so it's actually not as bad.
I'm just saying, getting into places, you know, but not worried about the debutante.
Also true with the, you know, black skin tone, the pigmentation, but still, it's a game, so they're not going to... I'm quite sure they won't put all that in there. At least they did.
They certainly did.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there is the racism...
I'm gonna play this jump, man. How about I bet you they're gonna bring it on there. They got to make a Station 3 version now. They
nope,
got to.
Nope.
No. No.
They got to. I want to play that.
But Donnie, when you get your Vita, and our first topic, you're gonna be very happy. But and Phil's not gonna be very happy.
No. But just last thing I wanted to point out, I've also been playing DC Universe Online.
Well, of course.
I'm mad now.
What about you, Sash?
I've been playing, obviously, Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
Like the game a little bit more than I like the second one. And, the trilogy that was Assassin's Creed 2. The only thing I didn't like...
The trilogy that was 2.
The only thing that I didn't like about the new one was that they really, really did mess up mounted like combat / like horse riding. Like the controls for riding the horses in that one are just shit. They are just ass. Like, Brotherhood, Revelations, and 2, awesome mount combat, awesome horse riding. Not a very fluid. This one, jack shit.
And I also feel like they make it a little bit of an annoyance to actually call your horse, because in the other games, I feel like it was just like, okay, I hit this button, I call my horse. But you actually got to go in a menu, switch some shit out, hit the button, go back to what you had before. Yeah. Like, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain for that. The only thing that I thought was cool was every time you walk next to people, you could throw coins at them. So I kept thinking I was at the strip club.
Making it rain.
All right, what else have you been playing, Stan?
I've been playing, obviously I've been playing Liberations. Obviously me and you, Tricky, we were talking about the trophies and that.
Yes.
The only other thing I've really been playing, like, hardcore playing, has been Need for Speed Most Wanted, but I've been playing on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, when you're done, I got something to tell you about that.
Okay.
You're gay.
No.
Yeah, it's like...
just point that out. We're going to let you know.
It's like... but I really actually... I enjoy... Like, I think they did, like, an okay with, like, the visuals of the game. Like, the game looks stunning. But the only thing I hate about it is they made it more Burnout than they did fucking Need for Speed. Like,
but I think that's because they made Forza Horizon more Need for Speed than they did Forza.
And I don't think them making it more Burnout is a bad thing.
Well, the thing is, I'm like very old school Need for Speed Underground. Like, that's what I wanted to see more of. Because I really liked the first Most Wanted.
Shitty,
like, I
thought that was shitty cutscenes with fucking real actors and annoying shit music.
I thought the music for the games was actually good, but it
fucking sucked.
But the one thing that I just loathe about the new game is every time you crash, it's a fucking cutscene.
Yeah. Oh, that is some bull. Can we just crash?
I hate that. Just let me hit the motherfucker, bounce off, do something. But I don't want to see my car flip 16 times, get me back in the fucking race. That's what Need for Speed is about. It's not about crashing into shit.
That's almost like what they did with the deaths in Borderlands 2, like how every time you died, you had to see that stupid little fucking phasing in shit, and then your dude loading up and like, hey,
yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck, man. It's gonna be funny.
I wouldn't mind it as much if they allow me to skip it.
Yeah, like if they were like, press select to skip. Or like in the options menu, they let you like turn off crash cutscenes or some shit.
All right, Stash, you been playing anything else other than that?
I'm playing Resistance for the Vita.
Burning Skies, oh god.
It's okay. I mean, it feels to me more like... I feel like I'm playing more of the original Resistance than I was any of the ones, like the long two or three on the PS3.
Well, that's a good point. I think obviously it's because it takes place like right in the early stages.
Yeah.
But I will tell you one thing. That game, in my opinion, is definitely better than Black Ops Declassified.
All right. And I have been playing...
make it quick.
I played Assassin's Creed 3 up until like the second mission. I've been playing Liberation. I think it's a good game. I've also been playing Need for Speed Most Wanted on the Vita. And... Stash, it's weird because you said you're playing on the 360, correct?
Yeah.
But for some reason, your I forget what it's called, but your driving credit, like your respect level,
yeah,
you show up on my list.
Really?
And I'm sitting there trying to figure it out, and it's got to be because your EA account is linked to your Xbox and your PS3.
That it might just be that the EA account just is broad and it just goes across everything. I don't think that it's linked to a specific system regardless of what system you are playing.
You don't have an Xbox or an Xbox Live account, your shit doesn't show up on mine.
Yeah, I was going to take a screenshot the other day of you showing up on my list. I thought that was really weird.
Question, what does it come up as?
It comes up like, you know, I'm passing you in credit. Like, you know, like...
No, what's the name?
RC Stash.
Really?
Oh, no, it's Stash 219 or something like that.
Oh, okay. So it is my PlayStation Network ID. Okay.
It's like you're playing it on the Vita.
Crazy shit, like my Xbox Live gamer tag came up. That would be ridiculous.
and I've also been playing a game. Oh, wait, before I get to that. I got Street Fighter Cross Tekken for the Vita. By Gamefly. That's going back in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, God, that game is so fucked on the Vita.
And
holy crap.
I've been playing a game that I'm surprised Phil and Sash, you guys didn't say. When Vikings Attack.
That game is fucking great.
That is a fucking great game.
That is fun as shit. If you like dodgeball when you were in elementary school...
That's a good way of explaining it.
It is fucking dodgeball with everything.
I wish I had, like my webcam on when we were playing that, so I could have recorded us playing and put that on YouTube.
Because that was great.
There was just so much funny shit said to one of those.
I will say that as it stands, I am the current champion of us.
You're the current cheater.
Cheater, fuck you. Motherfuckers got me a trophy because I beat both of you in under 5 seconds in a single match.
You did not beat us in under 5 seconds.
I got the trophy for that.
You didn't beat us to get it.
Yes, I did.
No, dude, there were some epic matches where we were going to the time limit.
It was some epic matches. There was also some bullshit matches.
Yes, there was.
Where shit just magically flew into people or people just died for no reason.
Yeah, but like that all is of a sudden, fucking... Tricky starts the map. All of a sudden, he falls off the side.
And you guys haven't even started yet.
Yeah, that's a fucking awesome game, especially, the crossplay feature is fat.
For $7, you can't beat it.
Well, if you're PlayStation Plus.
Yes.
When Vikings Attack.
Yeah, I mean, it's really only $10 if it's not PlayStation Plus.
The only thing I'll say...
$2, so I mean, come on now. Still good.
The only thing bad I could say about the game is the fact that it is very repetitive.
But it does have a single player. It's not all multiplayer.
No, I know that. But that's where the game really is fun.
Oh, yeah. Like,
the multiplayer is the best part of it. But it gets repetitive as shit.
I think if you beat single player or something, you get, like different
characters
or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, for each level you beat, you unlock different characters for the multiplayer. Which,
that's fat.
But speaking of PlayStation Plus, we're going to have to do it, Phil. I'm sorry. As you are listening to this episode, as of tomorrow, November 19th, PlayStation Plus will be available on the PlayStation Vita. It is free for existing PS3 subscribers at the moment.
Holy fuck up, because that implies that we might have to pay more. Because it's on the Vita.
No. If you are a current PlayStation Plus member, you get it on the Vita for no extra charge.
Okay, all right. Only because you just said at the moment.
Yeah. Well, what he means to say was, if you're already a PlayStation Plus member, regardless, you get it on the Vita anyway. It's vice versa.
Of course. Yes, that makes sense. But just the way he worded it left me right fucking now, like I get it? Yeah, you got to pay $15 for both.
What this is actually going to do is, as of you're listening to this episode, you're going to be able to download PlayStation Vita System Software 2.0, which is going to enable PlayStation Plus to come to the Vita. Your PlayStation Plus subscription is on your Vita is going to work exactly the same on as it did on the PS3. You're going to have 1 gigabyte space added to the cloud, automatic updates, all the bells and whistles. Also, and this is the part that's going to upset Phil.
Yep.
You're going to get a instant game collection. So for every month, if you are a PS3 owner and a Vita owner, you will get 12 PS3 games available at any one time. And you're also going to get 6 PlayStation Vita titles at any one time, interchanging as month goes on. The 6 games that are starting off for the Vita... Uncharted, Golden Abyss.
Go fuck yourself.
Gravity Rush.
Go fuck yourself.
Wipeout 2048.
That game sucks.
Tales from Space, Mutant Blobs Attack.
Huh? What's
that? Exactly.
And a surprise title that nobody knew was coming, Jet Set Radio, which was only previously released for the PS3, is now coming to the Vita, exclusive to PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Also, one you might have missed, Final Fantasy Tactics.
Well, that's a PSP title.
I'm just saying.
But yes, that's one of the six games. So, for your existing PlayStation Plus subscription, you're going to now get six games on the Vita. Phil, I know you're upset about this, so I'm going to let you start off the conversation because I'm going to kind of agree with you on a lot of these.
All right, well, see, my thing is I'm torn because I'm happy that Plus is coming finally to the Vita. I'm happy that they're providing us with good to decent games for the Vita for you know, the price that we pay per month. What fucking really gets me mad, though, is that they're putting Uncharted Golden Abyss and Gravity Rush, two of the best games on the Vita so far in the lineup,
only,
and they're fucking free, and I paid $40 for this fucking game. I want my motherfucking money back. Oh. I'm placing... Give me my fucking money back.
See, this is why it's good, and this is why it's bad. If you bought a Vita in the past, the two games you bought were Uncharted and Gravity Rush. But for somebody like Stash, who recently bought a PS Vita, this is good for him because now he gets these games. So this is kind of rewarding the people that waited to pick up their Vitas.
Well, no, and you also got to think about it this way, too. I did just pick up my Vita, and I am getting these games for free. But, you know, I'm only getting them for free because I pay for PS Plus. And this is the same thing of what we were talking about the last time I was on here about PS Plus. Yes, we're getting the same thing with the Walking Dead games. Yes, I get them for free. But they've been out for almost, the Vita's been out for almost a year already, right?
Well, yes. February would be a year, yes.
Okay, so it's been 9 months already since the games have been out.
Gravity Rush only recently came out.
Gravity Rush came out
in May or June.
Yeah, so Gravity Rush is only about 4 months old. But, you know, I think Uncharted now, you can get like a new copy for like $20 or $25.
Get the fuck out of here.
Still $40 in the
store. Still
$40.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's the used copy. Someone bought it the other day. Don't worry. But anyway,
GameStop employee.
I just remember seeing $25 and I was surprised. So I guess now I get it for free. But still. Yes.
This motherfucker took my job, piece of shit.
All right, let's get back on topic here.
Well, look. I'm going to coincide with what you're saying. Yes, you're paying for a service, and you're getting older games. But in terms of the Vita's fucking lineup of games, those two games, specifically those two, were literally, when they came out, and still probably are, the best fucking games on that system.
And they are the games that somebody bought a Vita,
That's pretty much what it is.
It's pretty much probably right now the four games that anyone's going to buy on the Vita: Assassin's Creed, Gravity Rush, Uncharted. If you're a big Call of Duty fan, Call of Duty.
And you're crazy if you get that game because that shit sucks buttholes. But honestly, you're paying for a service and you're getting games. But it's $5 a month for two fucking $40 games.
Oh, yeah, it is $5 a month, yeah.
Basically,
like,
yes.
That is ridiculous. Plus, I'm totally excited because I'm a huge Jet Set fan. I'm probably going to play the shit out of that game on the Vita, especially with dual analog sticks. What? Free camera control? Ugh.
All right. Also, like I said, you're going to be getting System Software 2.0, which, Stash, I'm going to have to defer to you because I cannot find the information right now. But somebody said you're going to be able to email from your Vita now?
Yeah, they're putting an email client on there, which is, you know, okay. If you really want to email from your Vita.
Donnie's laughing.
It was like, so good. Why is this had nothing to do with gaming? I don't want anything.
Well,
to
the reason why is because for people that actually bought the sad people that actually bought the 3G version.
I did.
Dick.
Dumbass. No, the people like him that bought the 3D version.
3D?
The 3D. Yeah.
The 3G version, you'll actually 3D get thing. To use it more like you would your phone. So if you have like you, Donnie, do not have a smartphone because you're broke as shit. Because
he's poor.
Because you poor as hell.
fuck you. I don't got one either, you motherfucker.
Because you poor too.
You don't have a phone.
I don't have shit. I got a Vita.
Yeah, exactly.
That's if I'm in a Wi-Fi hotspot, I'll call a motherfucker on Skype, but that's all I got.
But that's how sad that is. You got a $250 Vita with no cell phone.
I gotta go to my
You don't even got a Go phone. Shit.
At least he's got his priority straight.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, I may not be able to call you, but at least I can game.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, you got the...
Hold on, Phil. Don't let these guys stray. You stand true to your black heritage, man. You ain't got no home living at home with your mama, but you got some 20s on your car.
And they spit it.
I got 20s on my fucking shoes. That's what I got. Some hot Nike fucking.
He's got 20s on his bed.
That's all I got, motherfucker. Because all I'm sleeping and playing video games. Because the job market sucks. But that's not about trophy whores.
Yeah, so one of the things that'll actually make Phil a little happier, Content Manager will actually be used now wirelessly.
Thank the fucking Lord. I hate plugging that shit in. But continue.
Tell us how you really feel, Phil.
Yeah.
I do not like it.
Also, you're now able to get settings for PS1 classics. So, like, how you do on the PS3, you can make everything widescreen. Except now, for the Vita, you also get to assign buttons to the touchscreen and the rear touchpad.
Which is fucking stupid as fuck.
No. I kind of like that idea. Because
for some games, that actually is kind of useful.
Because you can assign the lower left corner to be L3... Or, you know, L2 or L3, you know. I like that idea.
I would love to see you do that shit with your Vita. I want to see you play a game where you have to use the touchscreen as a fucking L3 button. Please do that and then tell me how you like it.
All you do is push.
You
just
could use the back pad.
Any of those fucking things. Any of the touch shit. That you can use as an actual button.
You could also reassign buttons as well. It's not just the touch.
Nah. I'm with Phil.
You can do that anyway.
It sounds stupid. Just push the L analog stick like you would do on a controller.
But you can't do that on a Vita.
Oh, my goodness. See?
Somebody's
push the analog stick. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Somebody needs to give Donnie a job so he can go buy a Vita.
No, I wouldn't. If you give me the money... To do it, I still
you give him the money. He's gonna go try and buy a new fucking PlayStation.
Yep.
You give him the money. He's gonna go put 20s on his.
Dude, you can't even buy 120 for that kind of money.
You're gonna buy
four hubcaps.
He's gonna get four fives, and he's gonna say he got 20s.
Oh no, Lily, check this out. I know this ain't got nothing to do with stations, but this guy had rolled past me. You know how the cars be sitting high, how they got the old school sitting high. This dude was sitting high on some 10s. How you gonna put some 10s and you rolling like a dang old monster truck?
I don't know.
I thought that was so
But
hilarious.
All them shits, he adds them all together and now he got 40s.
But now he can't go to the store and buy a 40.
Yeah, he can't do shit.
Speaking of not being able to do shit, Sony has started permanently banning PS3 hackers. In a statement posted on PlayStation's official site, Sony acknowledges that the unquote unauthorized software for the PlayStation 3 system was recently released by hackers and warns that players' use of software violates the PS3 license agreement and the PlayStation Network Community Code of Conduct. So this is getting a little extreme with Sony, because now Sony is saying that if you use unauthorized software on your PS3, which is what you own that, no matter what happens with the PlayStation Network, they're now banning your account. Now, this goes back to the old argument of my PS3 is my property. I should be able to mod it and do whatever the hell I want. But Sony also has the right to say, well, if you mod your system, you can't come into the PlayStation Network. I'm going to start off with Phil, and I'm going to ask you, if you had a modded PS3 and Sony turned around and permabanned you, would you be upset? Would you feel like, okay, they caught me, I'm done?
I would like to say that I would most likely be like, well, I did it to myself, but being the grumpy, greedy gamer that I am, I'd probably flip a shit and go crazy and be like, give me my PlayStation. I would go nuts. But, you know, in all actuality, it seems fair. You know, you're not abiding by the terms of service, so it's understandable that they would do this. But at the same time, like you said, this is my property. I should be able to do what I want with my own shit.
All right. Donnie, I know you're going to come up with some asinine response to this, but let's go with you.
No, I'm not. I'm with Phil. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to be like, well, damn, I got caught. This is what I expect to happen. But for them to ban my account, I feel like Sony acting like they doing something with this banning account. They just get another account, or it's going to continue to happen. If I get caught by me buying my system, well, hey, I just got caught. I got to find another plan to do what I want to do with my system. Yeah, I can do whatever I want to do with my system, but it's like you said before, it's Sony's network. You can't do what you want to do to the network.
Well, this, and before I go to Sash, this is all stemming from the fact that recently somebody was able to get hold of the codes that basically nullified anything that Sony could do to stop people from, you know, putting custom firmware on the system, because now they have the codes, they can just read the new code real quick and, and mod their system however they needed to. So this is where it's getting a little tricky, because it is your system, but Sony has always said that, okay, you can mod your system, but once we patch it, you're no longer going to be able to get onto the PlayStation Network. And that was their way of stopping it. But now that with these codes in the wild, they can't stop it. So this is Sony's way of saying, okay, well, now we can't stop it. We're just going to ban your system. So, fine line right there.
Hold on, let me see if I'm understanding this right. They banning their system from the network and not their account.
They're banning your account.
Okay, just get another account.
But you can do that. But if you use it on the same system, they're just gonna ban you again.
Okay, but I keep using that account until they catch me. It's gonna take some time to get back around to me. I just use it until I get caught again. Cause that's all piracy is. Keep doing this stuff until I get caught. I got caught, now I switch on to plan B and use plan B till I get caught. You're going to continue. It's like the circle of life with piracy.
I don't know, Donnie. You lose all your trophies.
Well, yeah, but I don't necessarily think that somebody who is pirating and doing shit like that is really stressing over trophies like that.
Yeah, they're not.
I never said they were. Well, no, but Donnie personally.
Well, let's say somebody like me, okay? Not that I would ever mod my PS3.
Liar.
I wouldn't. But I have over 2,000 downloads in the PlayStation Store. If they banned my account, I lose all that money I invested into all those things that I purchased.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You do.
Uh-huh.
If they ban your account, you cannot use anything that's licensed to your account.
That's why you gotta game share that shit.
No, I'm saying, even that downloadable... Even the downloadable games that I bought, I can't play those games, though I'm connected to the account.
No, because that's how they PlayStation Plus works. If you once your PlayStation Plus subscription stops, it locks the game.
I know about Plus, but I'm saying about the ones I bought. Mine is Plus.
No, I'll give you another example. When Donnie, me and you, we used to game share back when we could put it on the 5 systems. When they knocked it down so you can only put it on 2 systems, we decided not to game share anymore. And I deactivated your account from my system. Every game that I downloaded that I got from your account is now locked and I cannot play it on my PS3.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, all right, that's Ally PlayStation Plus don't even exist right now.
Okay.
If I was to go in this in a store right now, buy a game, and then unplug my EtherCore or disconnect my system from the network, I can't play that game now?
You can play it until you try to do it online.
If, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like it's like right now, Donnie, let's hypothetically, you have a Walking Dead season pass. Let's say I've been game sharing it with you. Okay? Now, for some reason, your account gets banned. It now comes onto my system and locks. And I can't do it because now I can't play that game no more.
All that I understand. The way you made it seem like is that if I buy a game, no matter if I'm... even if I'm not connected to the network, I can't play that game. Like, just say if I buy the game right now at my home where I have net service,
right?
I bought the game, now I go take my game, my whole entire system over to my pop's house, and he doesn't have network, but I can't play that game anymore. That's how you made it seem.
No, you'll be able to play the game until your system gets online at some point, and then it's gonna lock your account. The first time you try to sign on to the PlayStation Network after your account's been banned, everything with that account is going to be locked.
So once it's locked, even if I disconnect my system from the network, I can't even play the game.
No, because it's locked at that.
Okay, point. All right, okay. I get what if you would have explained it like that before.
Well, I didn't think you were 2 years old and I have to explain everything to you like a kid, Donnie.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking Donnie you were talking to, right?
Yeah, it's true. All right, the general consensus is, okay, I hacked my system, I got caught, over and done with. You don't think Sony's overstepping their boundaries with this?
Nah.
If you sign that term, if you accepted the terms of service, you knew what you were getting into. Most people don't read that shit. They just scroll to the bottom and hit accept. So if your dumbass just did that, you got caught, and now your shit is fucked because you hacked into it or you did whatever. You pirated a game. That's your own fault. Don't get mad.
But at the same time, you know what you're doing is wrong, so you already know what happens when you get caught.
Of course.
Well, see, that's where it toes the line because, like, and I don't want to keep rehashing. I don't want to keep going on this too much longer, but it's my PS3. If I want to mod it so I can do whatever the hell I want to do with it, that's my property. I own it.
Okay. You keep saying that.
Let me actually stop him real quick because I was supposed to be the next person. I'm just going to throw this out there and then I'm done.
I'm sorry, Stash.
Okay. When you say that it's my PS3, that's great. Don't sign on to PlayStation Network then because that's their network. So you want to fuck with their network because you modded your shit? And you want to download shit from them and buy their products? Then you can go fuck yourself. that's exactly what they're telling you.
Yeah,
go fuck
yourself. But now let me point this out to you. And this is also going to bring up an old issue. When I bought my PS3, I had the ability to install an other OS. I had the ability to put Thank you. I had the ability to put that onto my PS3. I can no longer do that because hackers were going through that port and hacking the PS3. So Sony removed it. If I put custom firmware onto my PS3 that allowed me to do that and had nothing to do with hacking the system, nothing to do with hacking the PlayStation Network, I should not be penalized.
No, but the point is, if you're gonna make it so you have, what's the point of hacking the PS3 if all you're gonna do is the stuff that you could already use the PS3 for?
I can no longer do that.
No, but what's the point of doing that in the first place if you're not gonna use it for other than playing PS3 games, going on PlayStation Network, and listening to music or videos?
Because hypothetical situation right now. Let's say that my computer crashes and I have the ability to install Skype onto my PS3 so I can still continue doing the podcast.
That's what your Vita's for.
Okay. Let's say I don't own a Vita. Let's say I don't own a smartphone.
Well, then you're fucked because you know why? PlayStation is a fucking video game system, not a computer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get the fuck over it.
That's exactly right. Like, you bought a PlayStation.
to play it's fucking games. Play
station. It's not
buy a fucking Skype station.
You didn't like, buy a desktop. You know what? That's why people don't hack the Xbox. You want to know why? Because one, that shit's a pain in the ass.
And two, Xbox is a piece of shit.
Yeah, and two, Xbox is, well, not a piece of shit. It's just the software they put in that thing.
Shit ain't just the Mark Zuckerberg box.
Yeah, like, they got, like, that's, like, and the thing is, too, they already have that shit on there. Like, exactly. I guarantee you that within the next year, like, the Vita has a Skype app, PlayStation 3 is going to have a Skype app, Xbox 360 is going to have a Skype app, because Microsoft owns Skype.
They are already changing all these TV stuff into apps on the Station 3 now.
Shit anyway now. So, like, I'm telling you, like, I understand where you're coming from, where, like, you paid for something and you want to use it for this. You bought a fucking PlayStation.
My point is, when I bought my PS3, I bought it knowing that I could do that. Because of what happened that had nothing to do with me, they took away something that I personally bought.
Tricky. Okay. Acting like it's like but, when you were in school.
But you fucking make it act like you were fucking putting Linux on that bitch.
I had Linux on my PS3.
But
and did you use any of the features that Linux provided you?
I was using it like a computer.
Okay, look, it's like when you were in school and somebody get in trouble and then they don't want to tell or whatever, then the whole class get in trouble. Okay, the whole class is penalized. That's what happened to you.
That's like someone pulling the fire alarm and shit. Like, exactly. Motherfucker, get out of the school. All
right, let's move on.
Look, I'm not saying anything to keep this thing going. It's a simple statement. It's a simple phrase that everybody uses. You don't shit where you eat, period.
All right.
There you go.
But speaking of shitting where you eat, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale is not even out in stores yet, and we have announcement of the first two DLC characters, and they will be free for everyone the first 2 weeks that they're available for download.
Now, I just want to make this clear so people understand, Donnie. This is not like you have a 2 week window of free DLC, and then after you have to pay for this. Within those 2 weeks, if you download this DLC, you have it forever for free.
Yes.
Afterwards.
This has nothing to do with PlayStation Plus.
Yes, not PlayStation Plus. After that 2 weeks, if you want those characters, you then have to pay for them. If you have not already downloaded them.
Oh.
And this has also been confirmed that any DLC characters you buy for either the Vita version or the PS3 version, not just these two, any future DLC, it is going to be available on both systems.
Yeah!
I would hope so. Why would it fucking not be?
Well, I would hope so anyway, being the fact that, like, hey, buy the $60 version and you get the Vita version.
Well, here's the bitch. If you buy the Vita version, you don't get the PS3 version for free.
Well, no shit.
But yeah, why would they give you the more expensive version when you pay $40?
Well, a lot of people are going, well, I'm just going to buy the Vita version so I can get the PS3 version.
Well, then they're fucking retarded and they're fucking idiots, and they're, like, and
they
stupid
just buy it. They're stupid.
Like, then fucking read, Donnie. Holy shit.
All right. All right. The first of the two characters, Cat from Gravity Rush.
I like. I'm not going to say it's great. And I don't know what the fuck those would be.
And the second one, Emmett Graves from Starhawk.
Fuck yes.
I thought you were going to say Dr. Emmett Brown. I was going to be like, oh shit.
I would have been fat, bro. He just covered Marty.
Now, so apparently, Phil, you like the fact that Emma Graves is going to be in, but not so much about Kat.
It's not that I don't like Kat. I think she's a good character. I just don't. I don't understand what her actual I don't know how to explain this properly, but I just can't see her skill set being used properly, but there's other characters that are the same way, like Fat Princess. Like, I don't see how that fat.
Well, bitch. Honestly, you know, her like level 3 super is probably going to be like her stopping gravity in the fucking area, and then you just punching exciting people in the face.
Some crazy shit. But I don't know. That's why it's a little iffy to me. I think fucking Emmett is going to be the shit. Because I'm pretty positive his super is either going to be like a fucking mech or like him like destroying pieces of the level and then rebuilding them with turrets. That would be fucking dope. But I don't know. I just really liked Emmett Moore as a character, even though he barely had any character. I just think it's cool looking.
I still haven't beaten the single player of that yet.
Get into that game.
I mean, it's a fun game. I just think it was better for the multiplayer than the single player because the single player was fucking weird.
Well, the single player was just basically a tutorial for the multiplayer. Yeah,
pretty much. But, you know, be that as it may, I like the look of the character. I think his moves could be interesting. I like Kat, but, you know, I don't see where her moves are going. So if I could see some of that, maybe I'd be a little bit more excited.
All right. And Donnie, what do you say about these two characters?
I don't know nothing about Gravity Rush too much. And Emmett, I didn't really care for Starhawk. I played it up until like the second level and I cut it off and deleted it off my system.
I will say, Donnie, I will say one thing. He is the only black guy in the game. So that's good.
Why? Wow, yo, come on, man. Kratos is ashy.
Kratos is actually voiced by a black guy, so I guess that counts.
But no, Kratos is a black guy.
Dude, come on. You can't tell he's so fucking ashy, bro. All he needs is some cream, bro.
Kratos is black before he got the ash put on him. If you go back into
I thought he was actually red.
No, he's a black guy. Kratos is a black guy. His family is black. Koalapi is black.
Koalapis? Like what?
I thought he said Koalapis too. I'm like, yo, what?
He definitely just said Koala.
His daughter Koalapi.
Yo, man, come on, man, bro. Cause that Koalapis.
Hey, yo, Koalapis, get in your room. Fuck that name up. But you know, I mean, Donnie pretty much said it. I mean. You know, even though you didn't play Gravity Rush and you really didn't like Starhawk, like, you know, these characters are cool. They're the first two, so I really didn't think the first two were going to be the shit. Like, they're not going to be like, we're going to fucking drop Ezio or some shit like that, like, in the game. Like, they're not going to do that right off the bat, but
you know, good. You know, I'm not interested in playing this game at all because I was never a big Smash Brothers fan. But,
Suck. Smash Brothers was that deal.
I'm gonna give a shout out to the IGN podcast Beyond. They for weeks were always talking. They would pitch a new character every week, and this one guy came in and he had pitched. Did you any of you guys play Papa and Yo?
Papa and Yo.
Yeah.
Oh no, yes.
Well, I don't remember the character name, so everybody's going to have to, you know, go with me. But basically, you were running around, and in the game, if you fed Munster a frog, he turned into this big, you know, monster and basically chased you around. You had to avoid him. They were talking about that bring that character into All-Stars, and for the level 3 super was, you know, the monster comes out and starts attacking everybody. And he even attacked you, so while you were trying to kill everybody else, you also had to avoid it also. And I would like to see that character in that game.
I like the idea of that situation, but I don't like that idea as having that as a character super. Like, because yeah. With PlayStation All-Stars, like, the big theme is it's not just the characters in the game that make it up, but the levels are characters themselves. So if they had, like, a Papa and Yo level where that shit happened at some point of the level that you had to avoid it, that would be cool.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Also, the kill, the way you win in Battle Royale is that it's the kills and your supers is the only way you can kill, and then you get killed by your own super. What kind of junk is that? You end up losing a dang old match.
Well, that's why it made it interesting. Because
no, it's not interesting.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but with Smash Brothers, you won it by points, and in All-Stars, you only win by a certain number of kills?
Yes, and the only way you can kill is to use a super.
All right.
It works. Kills are 2 points. Deaths are minus 1 point. Period.
All right. Mm. Well, speaking of dead, let's talk about The Walking Dead. Telltale.
You are not worthy.
Telltale has announced that the Walking Dead, the game's final episode, will be released November 20th in North America and November 21st on the European PlayStation Network. This is the final episode. And Telltale is saying that they're thanking everybody for the incredible support and can't wait for everybody to experience the season finale of it. And the name of the episode is called No Time Left.
I wonder what that's all about.
Now, me personally, I stopped playing after the first episode because I wanted to wait until all five were out. Now that all five are out, I'm going to go through and play this game. Donnie, I believe you said you have been playing all the episodes as they came out?
Well, I stopped at the end of two, but, you know, the incident with my system has arrived, so I've been playing it, and I'm digging the heck out of it. I don't really care for point and clicks, but I am
digging this. Stop lying, Donnie. You only like it because the main protagonist is a black guy.
I wasn't going to say that. You brung it up. But no, this game is sweet, man. The story, I am digging like crazy because I'm a huge fan of the series, the TV series, and I'm a huge fan of this now, the video game series. And
you know they're coming out with a TV show, Walking Dead game, right?
Yes. What? It's a first-person shooter, and it's going to star Daryl and, his brother's name? Meryl?
Two characters. That, yeah, the reason why they're making that is because those characters don't even fucking exist in the goddamn books.
Okay.
The game's going to suck.
The game is going to be fucking dumb.
Yeah, I think the game's going to suck, but it seems like they had started off with a nice idea, but I don't think it's going to play out good. But I can't wait to the season finale for this because I kind of really want to know what the deal is, and hopefully this will tell me.
I have not... I'm more on Tricky's kind of thing. I didn't even play the first one just because I said, oh, well, there's five of them. I might as well just wait and play them all together. But now that they released that special edition for, I think, $70, you get all five of them on disc with a compendium of the Walking Dead series, the very first compendium.
I think it's
$70 because it's $30. Yeah, it's $30 for the regular edition, $40 extra for the compendium.
Oh, yeah.
And then the special box and shit like that.
We also mentioned this, that they're coming out with the disc, and it's $30. But meanwhile, if you bought all five episodes, you're only paying $25 for the disc.
I'm just going to point this out, Paul. Phil, whatever you want to be called. You get two of the games for free. So you really only have to pay $15 if you want all the games. At a certain
point, I'm really not interested in buying this because of the games. I really want just the compendium and the really cool fucking box. But that's just because I'm a nerd for comics. But if I could get a big fucking thing of games with it for $70, that compendium is fucking huge. And that's pretty much like if I was going to buy all three of those games and the compendium like off of Amazon, that's the Amazon price.
Just for the compendium?
No, for everything altogether. It's like it would be exactly $70 if I went on Amazon and bought all this shit.
Well, if you buy it before anybody else get a hold of it and resell it on Amazon.
Word, Joe. We should buy them all. I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting. I'm kind of curious, like, you know, they keep calling this the end of the season, but they don't say series, so like, I'm interested to see if they're going to keep making this. Like, if, you know, a year or 2 years down the line, they're like, fuck it. Like,
this has been their most successful game so to date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it would make sense for them to make another season.
Oh, snap. I didn't catch hold of that. I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
Oh, you didn't notice that, Donnie?
Yeah, I didn't. I noticed it, but I just didn't pay attention to the season that it said season finale. Yeah. It's like,
you know, if they kept it going, I mean, it's in the comics universe. It's not based directly from the comics. They touch and go on certain characters from the books. So they could easily introduce another new character, maybe later in the comic series, and have him, you know.
You never know. It could be like a 15-year-old Clementine. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They could go with Clementine more if she doesn't get eaten or raped or whatever the hell is going to happen to her in the next game.
Bro, you went totally in the left field on that one. Totally.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, you make decisions, shit happens.
All right, well, speaking of making decisions totally from left field, Ubisoft Motion Pictures has confirmed that they are making a Splinter Cell movie, and it will star Tom Hardy.
Ugh.
If you guys don't know who Tom Hardy is,
fucking Bane.
He's Bane.
And he's also...
in Inception. I don't remember the cast. He's
from Inception.
The movie is going to be written by the same writer that wrote The International, Eric Singer.
Why couldn't they have the guy who wrote the Bond movies or something? Like,
now,
why the
Clancy.
Now, get Michael Ironside. He's the fucking voices.
Yeah, but Michael Ironside is like fucking 60 years old, dude. They can't get that bald fuck just because he sounds like Sam Fisher because he voice acted.
Sam Fisher played
by Old Snake.
Now, what if Tom Hardy does the role, but he does the Bane voice?
I would see that movie.
A lot of people had a problem with his Bane voice. I actually really liked it.
I liked it, but
I got tired. It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plans.
Yes, that was actually really fucking good.
The fire rises.
I can't.
You should have respected my authority.
The thing with Splinter Cell, I don't want to sit in a theater with night vision goggles on all day watch this movie.
Thank you.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of our topics this week. Now, our question, which was posed by Mr. Young Twist himself. So, I am going to let him answer the question first so he can defend his answer.
Well, why don't we ask the question first?
I'm going to. The question is, who would win in a real-life fight between Ezio and Solid Snake? Donnie, take the floor, buddy.
Okay, well, this question came up in my head about a video I seen on YouTube posted by Start and...
Start is IGN.
Yeah. Okay, well, I watched the video, and when it got to the actual hand-to-hand combat of the fighting... Man, Snake was putting it on Ezio like crazy. And
you call him Ezio?
Ezio. I'm going to call him E because he got three
credits. Ezio. Now.
Ezio. But I say I'm calling him
call him Mr. E. Go ahead.
Call him Mr. Auditore.
Mr. E.
E. Street cred.
Edward Enigma.
But when it came to the hand-to-hand combat, Snake was putting it on E like crazy. And in my head, I was like, you know what? In real life, this would actually happen because...
Get the fuck out of here. How do you fucking think? Dude.
Hold on. Phil, hold on. Let him defend himself.
The fighting styles is so different. Like, in the back in the day fighting, right back in Ezio style, I mean, time, it'd be way different from Snake's time. You know, our modern fighters in fighting a back-in-the-day fighter would not stand a chance with a modern fighter. I don't see that happening. Ezio fighting technique is Snake's close quarters technique, like CQC. Man, it would hurt Ezio badly. And if you watched did you watch the video?
Yes.
The video, I say the video is true. It would.
Snake, I'm not facing that shit. You know what? Are you finished? Because I just want to shit all over your shit. Are you done?
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. I watched that video. I don't give a fuck about that video. What I give a fuck about is that I've played both of these games. Whenever I get into close quarter combat with Solid Snake, that motherfucker just trips somebody and then I shoot him. I never actually sit there and fucking stab the shit out of somebody and do a fucking flip off a building and all this crazy shit that Ezio can easily do.
Are you finished?
Most of the stuff that was shown in the video up until they actually got into like physical hand-to-hand combat was more of them both being sneaky and trying to find one another. They're not going to fucking really do that in a fight. If they're just squaring up, they're just going to square up.
And Snake will beat them down.
I just think it would be a close match, and I'm not taking anything away from Snake. I think he... would be an amazing challenge for Ezio. But I think Ezio and his training and all his hidden little weapons and shit like that, I think he would take Solid Snake.
No.
Without a gun, I think Solid Snake would get his ass beat.
He would get his shit pushed in.
Are you serious? Okay, in the video, Snake countered that hidden blade.
Hold on. Let's not refer to this video.
No, I just want to bring up that point because I just say that hidden blade. I say that's the only thing that would catch Snake is that hidden blade. Because how would you know that freaking blade was there? Out of that. But in real life, I say Snake and him. Yeah, the video game, when you bring up the game where you only tripping somebody, yeah. But
when has he ever physically fucking beat the shit out of someone? Like, literally, unless it was a cutscene that I don't know about that I haven't seen, when in a fucking Metal Gear game have you, as Snake, just rolled up to somebody and beat their ass with your bare hands?
I look at the in between the lines. Man, he's the best agent on the planet as far as Metal Gear universe.
That does not make him the best.
Yeah, that doesn't make him the best fighter.
I didn't say he was the best fighter, but I'm just saying.
He could be the best commando in the universe in that game.
He has a very, very large and very expertise set of skills. But at the same time, Ezio is trained specifically to kill, period.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. I got to cut you guys off because I've been quiet. In my opinion, I have to say Snake would win also. Because Ezio is not really trained in fighting hand-to-hand combat, where Solid Snake is trained in CQC. Ezio's skills come from his blades and his weapons. That hidden blade is a thing, but Ezio is known for his sword fighting, which is a little different from CQC. Snake is trained into disarming his opponents. He can easily disarm Ezio and take away his blade, and now Ezio cannot fight back because, well, he could fight back, but he's not going to win in somebody is a master of CQC.
But at the same time, to counter that argument, how many Assassin's Creed games have you played, sir?
Every one of them.
Okay. How many of them are based on counterattacks?
A lot.
Thank you. So,
but he's countering with a sword. He's not countering.
Hold on. He attacks the man with his sword. Snake then disarms this man. Okay. He is left to his devices. He is left to now just countering until he can get that sword back. That's what he would do. That's what I would do if I was playing.
If Snake disarmed Ezio, Snake's not going to hold the sword. He's going to throw it away.
Thinking about it, you're thinking about it as you only have one weapon. Ezio, when you play him in any game, he just does not have a sword. Yeah. He has double blades. He has smoke bombs. He has fucking daggers. He has fucking a whole bunch of others. He's got a fucking dart rope.
Snake got all those things too.
Yeah, but Snake is not going to fucking... If Snake's going to sit there and try to shoot somebody, that's a fucking totally different fucking argument, and you're going from something that's totally different.
Okay, but Snake's not going to do that.
No, but you don't see Snake walking around with a fucking sniper rifle.
Okay, but Snake is not going to try to shoot the guy because Snake is clever enough to use CQC when...
We also have to clarify, because this is a major factor in this discussion. Are we talking Snake from Metal Gear Solid 1? Or are we
talking... not talking about 4, man. Come on, now.
Well, no, because if you're talking 4, he's got the Octo Camo, which he can hide a la the way Ezio hides and take him out silently, just like Ezio takes people out silently.
So then are we talking about Assassin's Creed 2, Revelations, or Brotherhood fucking Ezio?
No. First of all, let's not use that dang on hiding crack, because Ezio has... Stupidly, this man.
Wait, hold on a second, Daddy. You caught yourself, didn't say the whole word, and then you went back and said the whole word.
But this guy is the only person in the whole entire village with a freaking white birded hood with feathers and stuff all over it, and he gets in a crowd of people wearing nothing but red and can't be seen.
Listen, I'm gonna totally agree with you on that, because playing Assassin's Creed 3, there's times in that game that there is no fucking way that nobody noticed you. You are wearing white and crazy robes with a fucking bow and arrow and a tomahawk on your fucking waist, and you're standing next to two debutantes and a fucking priest, and they're like, oh! Just another priest. Let me keep moving.
Was it the first game, or was it 2, that they actually had you could only merge in with, like, priest? Was that the first
that
one?
Was that was the first one.
The first one.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
the first one had like a very religious setting.
Yeah, but it made more sense. It made more sense in the context of that game just because of the time era, the clothing that everybody wore.
Yeah, like the priest actually wore the same type of robes you did without the hood.
Plus, there was a.
Let's go back to our argument here.
Okay, so anyway, the one thing I want to mention, though, is if we're only talking mid to close quarter combat.
Yeah, can we get that clear? Is that what we're talking about?
Like, we're only talking about mid to close quarter.
We're talking about combat, period. There's no rules.
Yeah, but
combat.
The point
it's
is
freestyle. Freestyle.
No,
combat.
But regardless, if you were fucking a guy, fucking a guy who is a military trained operative and had a sniper rifle,
then you would have a
you
problem.
You would fucking win. Like, if you had a laser guided sniper rifle, you fucking win with an infrared scope.
Minus the dang old sniper. All right.
Wait. Hold on. Let's talk straight fist fight, no weapons involved.
Okay,
street
Please. Donnie, there was something that Stasher said that I need you to edit, make very, very loud.
Fucking a guy.
When you put out the show, because he just said, if you are
fucking a guy
who has military training.
I heard it too.
You are going to be in some shit. I don't know necessarily how well they're going to take that ass fucking, but still.
But all right, let's continue. Let's talk straight fight, no weapons involved. You can only use what's on the street.
Street fight.
Who wins?
Ezio. Ezio, hands fucking down.
First, okay, I'm gonna throw something else out there. Okay, in real life, Ezio, with all that freaking equipment and clothes and freaking wolves and stuff he's wearing, you is not gonna be able to move that dang on fluent.
Excuse me. Have you ever fucking seen people do parkour?
They're wearing basically nothing.
They're wearing dang on basketball shorts and some gym shoes with a dang on cut off sleeve shirt. No shirt at all.
But if you're saying that he doesn't have any weapons, that means all he has is like silk clothing.
No, Ezio has on dang on a robe, armor, freaking wolf skin, fur all over.
No, but now you're talking about, now you have to specify what game you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Now you're going into Revelations.
Now you're going into Revelations. If we're talking like the first freaking suit that he ever had, it was literally barely a little more than what Altair had, which was pretty much a leather fucking girder belt thing, one leather strap across the chest, some shoulder pads, and white robes, and that was it.
That was it.
He's still in the bed. That still will slow him down.
Yeah, but Snake isn't wearing, like, I know he's wearing, like, a suit that's made of, like, rubber. And like nylon or whatever the hell, but then
he's still
wearing
militarized style combat gear. Which
still wearing combat gear, which is not light. If you ever seen a dude,
it's not just as heavy; it's heavier.
Yeah, because you know bullets. Don't get me wrong; they're not light. You know,
I wore that shit. All right, I know what the fuck that shit weighs. All right, buddy, and I'm 135 fucking pounds. That shit felt like I was 500 pounds when I put it on. All
right, in the interest of time and in the interest of our listeners. Let's just go simple answers, straight off the top, no explanations. Straight street fight, you can only use what's on the street. Who would win in a fist fight? Donnie?
Snake.
Phil?
Ezio.
Stash?
Ezio.
And I'm going to say Stash. So I'm going to leave. I'm going to say Stash. I'm gonna
Stash
say,
wins everybody.
I'm going to say.
I beat everyone's ass.
I'm going to say Snake. So I'm going to leave it up to our listeners. Write in. Tell us what you think and give us a reason why.
Snake.
I'm just gonna let you know this is a PlayStation podcast. Most of them are probably gonna pick Snake.
Snake.
Not necessarily.
Is he always PlayStation? So
because Snake is now available on the Xbox 360.
And just so you know, Assassin's Creed 3 has a wonderful GameStop offer for the PlayStation 3.
For extra missions.
Yeah,
you try to goad our listeners into voting for you.
Yes.
All right. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes.
Proving Gamer is looking for writers and basically anything that you could do to help the site. If you're interested in joining ProvingGamer.com, go to the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application. Anything that you can do is greatly appreciated and will be reviewed by all the management staff.
We're also looking for admins.
Yes, because I need to replace you two. That's a joke, by the way. Donnie, take that out of the show. Don't put that out in the show.
put that shit in the show.
You can fire me and everybody else are trophy whores every week, but can't get rid of these two.
Hell no.
I actually know these two.
Thought I told you that.
We're gonna drive this motherfucker's house. Like, oh, you're gonna fire us?
Right now, Donnie, all you are is a voice from Detroit. They can come over to my house and whip my ass.
You go ahead and say it. All you is a from Detroit. Go on and say it.
I all right.
Edit that out.
While you are cruising the interwebs, stop by Proving Gamer and listen to our other podcast, The DCO Show, which stars Phil and Stash. They are saving the world one podcast at a time.
Yes, we are. And I would
so confused that you called me Stash.
Yes, they're going to get really confused. For those that don't know, that are listening to this, Stash on the show is also known as Burning Fury. But I did want to point out, there comes a certain time each year that the DCUO show, along with the other DC Universe online podcasts, get together. We form what is known as the DCUO Summit. That is going to be coming early December. Make sure to check that out because it's always huge. We have a lot of huge names on there. And December 20th, we will be releasing our 50th episode. Even though it's not really our 50th, we wanted to release it as our 50th because it's a special occasion. We had a lot of guests planned, and just due to the hurricane, we lost a couple episodes. So that will be our 50th, and then
it's also Phil's birthday.
Yeah, it also is my birthday. So
he almost forgot that himself.
I'm getting fucking old.
All right. Great. Also our other podcast is PG Spoilers. If you're upset about the last one not getting released, blame Phil. It's all his fault.
Yes, it is, actually.
You can also listen to our podcast now on Stitcher and in Zune, also along with iTunes, but you already knew that. But while you're on iTunes, stop by and leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Our editors greatly appreciate any feedback you can give.
And it helps us so, so much.
Stop lying. Don't help us shit.
If you want to contact us, you can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. If you want to talk to the DCUO guys, it's at the DCUO show. If you want to contact us individually, you can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. That's YUNTWIS. I spelled that out for a second time. If you want to contact Phil, you can contact at Philosophy. That's PHILOSYFEE. If you want to contact Stash, it's at RC Stash. If you want to contact Alex, it's at Saundasaurus Rex. I am not spelling that out because I personally don't remember how to.
How you spell RC?
Really?
Moving on.
Oh, my God.
While you're also cruising the web, if you can stop by Facebook and search for Proving Gamer, that is Facebook.com. Dottie's derailing me. That is Facebook.com/Proving Gamer. And I believe the DCUO show also has a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. Facebook.com/the DCUO show.
Well, that was difficult.
All right. If you like playing PC games, I don't know why you would if you're listening to this show, but hey, we don't discriminate. Stop by Steam and search for the Proven Gamer Group. I am currently still heading that up. I need somebody to take that from me. Also, while you're cruising the web, stop by YouTube and search Official Proven Gamer. We currently have some videos going up, a couple video reviews, and a couple videos up there by RC Stash. Talk about League of Legends.
Yay!
Alright. Also, while you're cruising the web and you're doing your shopping, stop by
Snake.
Amazon! Yes, stop by Proving Gamer and click on the link on the right side, top right of the page, and continue with your normal shopping. It does not cost you anything extra, just an extra click out of your time, and it helps the site out tremendously. If you also want to contact the show, you can write us an email at trophyhorse@provinggamer.com, or you can call us on our phone number. Donnie, what's that number?
330-proven-9 and I did that without even reading it.
Well, I don't know what a Sith is, but if Sith is 6, then I understand the phone number. Just don't try to dial a Sith in your telephone.
Yeah, you don't want a Sith. A Sith is bad for your health.
I forget.
Don, you have to get the number right. We don't want people calling sex lines.
Yeah, I forget. I gotta say the whole word.
All right.
This is the end of the show. I just want to mention something that I forgot earlier.
All right.
If you got PS Plus, Quantum Conundrum's free this month. Ha ha.
All right. Also, if you want to contact any member of ProvingGamer.com, if you go to the website, on any page of the website, on the right side, there is a option that you can click and leave a voicemail. That is for any person on the site, any staff member. You want to leave them a voicemail? Let them know that they wrote a good article. They fucked up an article. Whatever you want to say to that particular staff member, leave it there, and the message will be passed off.
Oh, and if you want to call Phil directly, you can call 732-OSIFY.
You're one number short there, buddy.
OSIFY0.
OSIFY0. Let's do our shout-outs, guys. Donnie, let's start with your shout-outs, buddy.
I want to give a shout-out to guests we have here. It's always a pleasure having Phil and RC on. Phil, I just don't like you right now.
Just so you know, this is the minority podcast.
I know he's one of us, but...
One of us.
Yeah, one of us.
But the last of us.
That whole snake issue, man. That snake and Ezio. You know.
I'm going to come to Michigan, and we're going to fight it out. I'll be Ezio, you be Snake, and then we'll see what happens.
Bet those.
Bet that. We can make it happen.
Dude, he's going to be in his car with his laptop.
All right, Don, do you have any more shout-outs, buddy?
Yeah, shout-outs to all the listeners who listen to the show. But continue to listen to it, and I'm always going to try my best to make you guys laugh.
All right, Phil, do you have any shout-outs, buddy?
Shout-outs to everybody who listens to the DC Woe Show, Proven Gamer, everything, Trophy Horrors, PG Spoilers. Thank you for helping us keep doing what we're doing. I want to give a shout-out to you guys for having us on, and a personal shout-out to my man over here, Stash, for being my right-hand man, stopping crime, keeping these podcasts coming out, and, just playing some games. So shout-out to all of you.
All right, and Stash?
Shout-out to, obviously, Trophy Horrors and Phil and all that, but mine's a little different. It doesn't have a lot to do with podcasts, but shout out to everyone in New Jersey who, even if you're listening to this on your cell phone or something, you still don't got your power or something like that. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Sandy was a bitch, but shout out to like shit, but hoes and tricks.
Yep. Shout out to all the people that got mine and Phil's power back so we could be on this show and, the next one. And hopefully everyone has a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving, even if, unfortunately you might have lost your home.
Yeah, definitely.
Before I do my shout-out, I will say that we will not be releasing a show next week because it is Thanksgiving. We will be taking the week off. So don't expect a trophy yours next week. My shout-outs are exact same as last week. I want to give a shout-out to the NYPD, the FDNY, the DSNY. For anybody that's not from New York, that stands for the New York Police Department, the Fire Department of New York City, and the Department of Sanitation for New York City. All three departments have come together tremendously to help out this community. And the community itself is it's fucking impressive. I've never seen a group of people stand together that have so much death and destruction around them and be so strong. It impresses me every single day to see these people and how strong they are. Huge shout out to everybody. I don't know why I want to do this, but I also want to give a shout out to President Obama. He came by Staten Island today, which is where I live, and personally thanked every single person that was working down where all the devastation was. It means a lot to see the president, recognize what everybody's been through and been through. So I also want to give a shout out to the president.
I got to put that music back in there again.
No music this time. So if there's nothing else, until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Bye.
Snake.
Well, it's the end of the show. I'm at the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puffy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squad.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm gonna download some more. And I'm gonna let people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, let's listen to the show. Oh.